So we're here with Nikita from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what's your role in the project, and in particular with 2008, what is it that you worked on?
So in 2008, I've been working on CLR, XML, semi-structured. Basically, I can tell it as a, I can describe it as semi-structured data. So semi-structured data, but it's a very hard definition what it is. But we kind of have a feel, what is semi-structured, what not. To give you a feeling is, file stream is not semi-structured, but XML is something that we consider semi-structured. So I'm the main owner of the XML component within SQL Server.
Okay.
I basically own XML runtime, but I'm pretty comfortable with everything that's concerning XML and SQL Server. In 2005, for the previous release, we did a lot of effort in terms of XML. We introduced XML feature, we introduced XML data type, XQuery, and everything. In 2008, we kind of took a pause. So we are looking what customers, how customers actually using XML. But we needed to do some fit and finish. And that was the time that I came in and picked up the whole XML area. Just to and did this fit and finish, and now I'm very comfortable with it, and I know what we're gonna do it in the next release. So this is one thing I did.
What are some examples of that fit and finish work, or is it things that customers will end up experiencing?
Yeah, they will. I mean, some of the stuff is just standard. I mean, XML is a standard thing. There is W3C. There is a spec that XML should follow, and there is also XQuery. XQuery is also a standard. We didn't support XML, XML schema, and XQuery to full extent. For instance, in XML schema, we didn't support lax validation. It actually it had some challenges from the engineering standpoint. But to, from the customer perspective, it's just we didn't support lax validation, and now we do support it.
And is that one of the biggest ones you've seen out there? Because I've heard that as well, talking to customers. So what are the things that customers in 2005 were like adoption blockers that we've actually move that roadblock now?
Well, lax validation is one, because customers are actually use industry schemas. So the way people use XML in SQL Server, they take some schema from out there in the wild. Let's say some Word schema or schema for health records, and so they just want to take the schema, put it in the SQL Server, then take XML data, and again store it in SQL Server, and then later on query it. Lots of industry schemers have lax in there, and the previous version of SQL Server didn't support them. So now we do, and it was one of the blockers. The other blocker, the other part that we did was better support of XQuery. So we added some operators. We basically support pretty much 80% of XQuery. We pushed it a little bit forward. Now I can say maybe 85 or maybe close to 90. So we had some operators. The most noticeable is let. The third thing we did in XML was datetime. So we changed our we added new primitive type into SQL Server, which is datetime. Actually, we added four: datetime, two, a datetime offset.
Right, so basically those types I think are pretty important. It's something customers have wanted. So we added a date type for just its own date. We added a time type.
Exactly.
Date time 2.
And date time offset.
And date time offset. So basically date time 2 gives us the added fidelity to match up with the managed types in the CLR. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes. It gives us the same precision as we have in CLR types. But, when you do things like this, they go through the whole stack. So they go through SQL client. So SQL client has to support data. Actually, the funny thing, at some point I was helping out SQL client guys to support those new types because they didn't have cycles to do the job. And they actually costed it as a huge amount of work. And so we had to help out. That was an example of collaboration between the engine and the client Fox that are normally do their own stuff and we're doing our own stuff. And we have to align our ship cycles. But that time around, I was working closely with these guys, modifying actually client code to support daytime. So it goes through the whole stack, and also it is used in XML. And so in XML schema, there's a type called XS daytime. And we use our old big time types, our old SQL Server native types, to store them within XML. And so I had to change it. And again, there were quite a few engineering challenges, especially with the upgrade story. Because imagine, you know, all the data that customers already have, it's stored on disks. And then when we do upgrade from the previous format to the new format, you actually cannot go and change the customer data because it might be very big. And customers don't want to wait for the upgrade to actually happen. So upgrade has to be very quick. And so that introduced a big challenge. And so we spent endless hours in the meeting rooms trying to understand how do we actually upgrade XML and change daytime representation within XML documents. So
we've talked to some folks who have been part of the development of our new install platform, and they were talking about some engineering changes where developers who are responsible for a feature end up being responsible for the upgrade as well. So it's sort of changing the way processes were run as well. So it sounds like this may be a...
That was part of it. Yeah, that was part of it. Actually, I must say that from the engineering standpoint, this release is just wonderful, especially compared to the previous release. We learned a lot from the previous release, and we changed the way we do engineering here. And this was a tremendous success. If you think of SQL Server 2008, it was completely smooth. So we planned it, we ramp up the speed, and then we took the full speed until we shipped it. Well, we're shipping it, what, 1 week from now? It's pretty much set. It's pretty much out.
That's great. So as a developer, it's also been a more enjoyable experience to work on the project compared to something with chaos and lots of pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I came late in the previous release. I came in 2005, but I got involved into lots of CLR stuff. So I was hired into a CLR team that had support to user-defined functions, user procedures written in CLR languages.
That's been a big thing for us. So the CLR we've actually used in 2008 to implement some of our new data types. So
yes. This is another part that I was working on. It's called Spatial. Well, my part there was more on the infrastructure side. So the folks, I mean, my neighbor Steven, he's right there. He was working on the support of spatial data types. And we used our CLR infrastructure to build spatial data types. And this is an example of us actually taking a dependency on our own technology, proving that it's reliable and ready to use for enterprises. So my part in there was, it's more on the infrastructure side. It's not really noticeable to customers, but there's one philosophy that we're trying to follow in SQL Server, that everything should be orthogonal. So if we ship a feature, for instance, spatial, it has to behave as all the other features. And in this particular part, all the features that we ship, all the queries, are parallelizable. So if you have a big box, you know, 64 props, and you run a query, then it actually distributes on the 64 processors and then runs in parallel, and in the end, you know, assembles results and sends it to the user. And turned out that the spatial feature that we built is not parallelizable due to some CLR infrastructure limitations. So that was the moment where I jumped in and used my CLR knowledge that I gained during the previous release and fixed this.
So actually, once customers have the product in their hand, the RTM version, it does have the
parallelism for spatial.
Yeah.
And it falls into philosophy that everything that we actually ship out behaves the same as the other part of the product. So people can rely on... People can judge on one part of the product to understand how the other part would work.
Cool. So SQL Server 2008, like you mentioned, it's days away of being out the door. Must feel good.
Yeah, it feels pretty good, yeah.
Going to get a chance to relax?
Yeah, we're all going to get a week off.
Yeah.
And so I'm planning to... I mean, it's a wonderful area we're living here, a wonderful place. So I'm planning to do some hiking. I'm probably going to a hiking trip for maybe 3-4 days.
Cool.
To enjoy the Cascades.
Right on. Well, enjoy. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.